praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth. Very glad tidings.
This is Priest King Olutomole Agbaye, the Comforter, preaching End Time Ark of Salvation Gospel, also inviting and calling all the beloved of the Lord to come on board to escape God's wrath. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26. We thank you for tuning in, and God bless you.
I want you all to sit quietly and listen to my voice. Salvation does not come by prayer. But by the word. Of God. There lies the salvation. My men, my people. The wrath of God and the vengeance of God are now upon the earth. The wrath, the vexation of God, and the vengeance of God are all upon the earth.
Ibinu Olorun, irunu re ati igbeso re gbogbo re ti wa lori laye bayi bayi.
All because of one thing.
Nitori ohun kan soso.
Because of sin.
Eyi si nitori ese.
Because of sin.
Nitori ese.
Just for one thing.
Ani nitori ohun kan soso.
My people, you are here to receive the supernatural blessings of God. Tonight, I want you to turn away from sin. I want you to turn away from sin. Life of sinfulness. It's all that angers the most righteous God. Right from the time of creation of man, when sin entered into Eden, sin has never departed from there. I don't want you to be deceived by the story, the untruth, which religions preach all about.
They
tell you that Jesus Christ has taken away the sin of the world. Jesus Christ has taken away the sin of the world.
Jesus
Christ has taken away the sin of the world.
Jesus Christ is the Christ.
For the past 2,000 years, they continue to shout, Jesus has taken away the sin of the world. But there's no evidence. There's no record to show that sin has ever departed from this earth. My Lord, Jesus Christ, who has sent me, he did not take away the sin of the world. Jesus Christ took upon his body the punishment and judgment meant for sinners in the world.
gbogbo ìjìyà àti ìdájọ́ tí a fẹ́ mú wá sí ayé ó gbà sórí ara rẹ̀.
No one is praising God there. Maybe you didn't hear me. Christ took the judgment, the punishment meant for sinners. He took it upon himself, upon his body.
When
you study Isaiah 53, Verse 5.
But he was wounded for our transgressions.
He was wounded, that is, he was punished.
He was bruised for our iniquity.
He was bruised.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
You see, Christ was sent to take up the punishment, death, that sinners desired upon his own body. So he was treated like a criminal. Jesus Christ was punished woefully, just like a criminal. He says, so I want you to understand the truth which I have been sent to give to the whole world.
I'll
never be carried away by that untruth which has spread all over the world, that Jesus Christ has taken away the sin. Now, for you to understand what I'm saying, before Christ ascended unto the Father, after his crucifixion, before he ascended, he said, iniquity shall abound. He's saying that iniquity shall abound in the world.
And Jesus cannot tell why he saw him go to Aqua Sharail or Oke de Repe and Shayo to Padaponia.
Where is that sin from?
Ibo wa ne Shay, what if I wa?
It's a Zutu Kwaye, Embu Tuwa. So, what I'm teaching you, go and tell all these people that are deceiving the world.
Oh, so to Kawaii, and also for Gwen, your son Taye Jay.
In verse 12, Matthew 24, verse 12, he says, iniquity shall abound. Christ is telling you that Christ is denying that he has ever taken away the sin from the world.
Matthew 24, verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, and the love of many shall wax cold.
Look at iniquity. Look at sin. Look at corruption. Go to churches. Go to regions. Go to nations and governments. It is corruption. It is transgression. It is evilness. You have everywhere. That is an emphatic indication that Christ never took away the sin of the world. All what Christ came for, the death, because the Bible says, wages of sin, death is the wages of sin. The death that was to come upon the dead world was visited upon Jesus Christ.
And he could sorry.
God did what he has never done before. Instead of smiting the world of sin, instead of smiting, destroying, polishing the world of sin after the flood, God visited the punishment upon his own son.
And
Christ says in the book of John, I think 9:39, he says, it is because of judgment that he has come. So Christ came because of judgment which God has mapped out for the sinful world.
If you set the judgment upon Jesus.
And it just wa wa tori idajo ti Olorun ti pase re sori iro igba na ohun lo wa ka wa mu pade lara re.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, they that which see might be made blind.
I'm confirming what I'm saying with the Bible. Christ says by himself, it was because of judgment he came to the world. God was bringing judgment upon the dead world, like he did in the days of Noah. So instead of destroying the world, like in the days of Noah, God destroyed Jesus. He killed Jesus. He brought judgment upon him.
O so daju daju iba pe idi to fun wa se aye pe tori idajo Olorun tori pe bi Oluwa ti mu idajo ati iparun yoyan ba iran igba Noah ni igba na Oluwa piru idajo iku fun iran to tele idi ni ti Jesu agba wa se aye pe dipo ki Oluwa mu idajo iku iwa so ilaye ko mu ki Olorun ko mu pade lara ohun Jesu.
That is why, in order for you to be saved from untruth, is why I have come. I am the Comforter. Christ says, if the Comforter will come, he will rebuke the work of sin. It's because Christ did not take away the sin. He took up the punishment, the judgment, the murder, oh God, the death, which God has mapped out for sinners. Upon Jesus.
Nira yi ki wo gege be ko ba le bo ko ni gbogbo eke ati aiso ti to kun aye la se ran olutunu miran Jesus la so pe ti olutunu miran na ba de yo ma foye yi ara ni ti ese ese wo ese yi pe gbogbo aye so pe Jesus la ti ko ese ara yi lo sugbon Jesus la ti so ni isaju pe ohun ofigba kan ko ese lo sugbon idajo iku to wa lori ese lo la mu pade lara ohun.
The death of Jesus, his agony upon the cross. Yes. God, Jesus Christ was showing you what awaits you. You sinners, if you continue to sin.
And nipa iku Jesu, nipa ijiya re, nipa iponju ti amukoko la koja, Jesu lo afi hon, da yuda yon to draw de walk.
For you to know the dreadfulness, the bitterness which sin brings into people's life.
Watch out for the concluding part of this message in our next episode.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com. And also on our email, info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at @kaimholythrone.
Twitter address
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.